Minnesota is routinely number one in the country when it comes to general election November turnout. So we know we have a totally tuned in, plugged in, interested, active electorate in Minnesota. So that's not the issue, fortunately. In some states it is, not here. We care about voting. We like it. We do it. So it's all the more puzzling that in a state where we do like it and do it, that when it comes to primaries, turnout has been low. And I can only conclude that one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons is that we have it in August. That's pretty new. 2010 was the first time it went to August. It used to be in September, but we had to move it earlier, and we were right to do that because we were really shutting out a lot of Minnesotans who live away, particularly overseas, military, students, business people, and the like. So we knew we had to move it earlier. I always favored and still do favor moving it to June. No date is perfect, but that seemed the best of the options. Instead, we compromised with August, and you know, I don't think that served us very well because turnout has been low, even when there have been exciting, interesting, hard-fought contests on the ballot, like 2 years ago. Turnout has remained pretty low, and I don't think it has to be that way. We can do much better.
And why do you think that is? Is it just the fact that it's in the middle of the summer and you know, people are on vacation, they're thinking about fishing and not about elections?
It's just a hunch, but I really think so. I think August, particularly middle August, is the time when so many of us are trying to squeeze the last drops out of summer, and we're not particularly paying a whole lot of attention to politics or to elections. And while there's no perfect date, and even a June date is on the fringes of summer, if not in the middle of it, I have to think that it would be better than what it is now. Now, again, a lot depends, too, on the contest on the ballot. And yesterday's primary election featured only one statewide contest. It was not a partisan contest or particularly well-known or talked about. So, of course, that plays a role as well. But year in and year out, it sure would help to have it on a date when more Minnesotans are paying attention. And again, I want to emphasize, we know that Minnesotans love to vote and show up to vote. In November, they do it in record-shattering numbers almost every single year. So that's not the issue. The issue is having it at a time that makes sense for most people.
And June would do what? I mean, in the sense of that it takes it out of at least the peak of the summer season. But
right.
What advantage does that have? And how does that play out in terms of, frankly, Minnesota's influence on the national scene? Because we all hear about Iowa and New Hampshire, obviously.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, I mean, there are two kinds of primaries. There's the primary right. by which we winnow the field to the top few finishers for a November election. And then there's the presidential delegate selection primary. There are states that merge the two.
Yes.
So Illinois, for example, has a March primary on which they do the presidential contest and winnow down the Democrats running for an office or the Republicans running for an office and so forth. Here, the proposal is just to put our sort of winnowing primary earlier. And while no date is perfect, we know we can't go later. So we can't go September. July, I think you'd get much the same problem as you do in August. So June is probably the next best realistic bet. We could go even earlier. We could go May. We could go April. I think there's some potential pitfalls there in terms of filing dates, conventions, the legislative session, and so forth. But, you know, I'm open to other options as well. And obviously, it's the legislature's ultimate decision, not mine. I don't have a seat at that table anymore, like I once did. But I think some change is in order. And I think the results from yesterday's primary will hopefully fuel that discussion.
You may not be a state lawmaker, but you certainly are able to weigh in on that. And will you have a proposal that you'll find a sponsor for and that you anticipate would get hearings next session?
I think so. We'll certainly have a sponsor for in terms of hearings. We'll see who's in charge of elections. Both the committee chairs, by coincidence, and the House and Senate are retiring. And then, of course, we don't know about partisan control either. So we're not quite sure who will be running the show in more ways than one. But I do think there will be a proposal out there, as usual, be debated fully. It's just a question of getting the critical mass, getting the votes to get it done.
Mr. Secretary, there's one final question I can't resist asking you, and that is a question of a predictive or a prognosticative nature. Because I talk to people, you know, like I talked to a cab driver yesterday, coming home late, you know, early this morning, actually, you know, and he was talking about the presidential contest, and there's tremendous amounts of interest in this. Do you have any feel, either gut feel or otherwise, what kind of turnout we're going to get in the November election?
I do have a gut feel, one general, one specific. My general gut feel is that we will have very high turnout in Minnesota. We tend to embrace elections in November. We really embrace presidential elections. We're almost always at the very top or very near the very top. And I think the same will be true now, especially as you suggest, because this is unlike any other recent presidential election. People feel very intensely about both of these major party nominees on the like side and on the dislike side. And that kind of intensity is what drives turnout in any election. So I predict high turnout. In terms of a number, all I can say is this. When we've been number one, which we were for nine times in a row, when we've been number one, it's typically meant turnout somewhere in the 70s. Of course, it's a relative measure, so you know it depends on what the other 49 states do, but typically it's enough to get to number one if you are somewhere in the 70s. Depends where, depends on the year, depends on the intensity, so I'm not sure, but I think that's what it'll take, and I think that's where it will probably be.
Do you think that we could potentially have record turnout in the 2016 November election?
It is possible. Your listeners might be interested to know that the modern day, over the last decade or so, high point was 2008, and that was about 78%. We could get there. It depends on a lot of things, but there is a lot of interest out there in this presidential race, and these candidates make it very interesting, and this matchup makes it very interesting. And as I said, that intensity of feeling, whether it's intense like or intense dislike, that's what gets people out and gets them to the polls.